This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's not your normal cast and crew. We've got a little surprise for you this morning because Doug Steffen is off and about running around. But don't worry, Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, and Joe Crummy of Evil Thoughts Podcast still with you this week. And sitting in for Doug this week, we have a special surprise guest, Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, the editor of Talkers Magazine, the man behind the list that we talk about each and every week. Michael, welcome to the show.
Yes, this is very exciting. Now, if we can figure out a way to do this, do you think there's any way we can get rid of Doug and take the show?
Once and for all.
You know Doug is...
thought.
You know, yeah,
really.
He's starting to get used to this, taking a little bit of time off here and there.
So. It starts that way. We start doing it a little bit more often, and then we do a little quiet letter-writing campaign. You never know.
Conspiring behind Doug's back.
Never. He is the Kim Jong-un of radio and will never give up his position.
Well, it's going to be fun to be with you guys and, you know, talk about all these issues. We've obviously had a very hot week, as always. These are interesting times, to say the least.
They are indeed, and this week is no exception. So I wanted to give you the honor of going through the list, since you are the man behind the one that scans all of the talk radio stations and talk hosts in the country and decides which are the top 10 topics of the week.
Right. This is a snapshot of conversation on news talk radio stations around the country. So when we say number 10 is Major League Baseball playoff push and tied with NFL action and discussion about the TV ratings of the National Football League, we mean conversation on news talk stations, not sports talk stations. At number 9, the Emmy Awards. The sanctuary issue is in the news at number 8. At number 7, Hurricane Maria ravages Puerto Rico and the Mexican earthquake. We are not out of the natural disasters time of the year, and it's pretty horrendous. The climate change debate tied into that, of course, is at number 6. Hillary Clinton's book tour is at number 5. Number 4, great daytime television action. Trump at the UN. At number 3, North Korea's nukes and sanctions. Number 2, Trump and the Russia investigation. All of these are number 1 stories, just, you know, all clogged up at the top of a week of heavy conversation. And topping it all off is we have the Cassidy Graham health care bill at number 1. The people that are being talked about at number 10, Sean Spicer, making an attempt to maintain his position as a television star. At number 9, Kim Jong-un. Number 8, Jimmy Kimmel, becoming all of a sudden a political activist. At number 7, Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. Bernie at 6, Hillary at 5, Paul Ryan at 4, Mitch McConnell at 3, Bill Cassidy and Lindsey Graham at number 2, per the health care discussion. And at number 1, Donald J. Trump.
There you go. So Michael usually joins Doug in the second hour of the countdown, and where they have kind of a, they go from 10 to number 1 and do a traditional countdown. In this hour, Michael, it's a little bit looser. We just kind of have conversation about all of the topics. And so I want to go around the table here, and we'll start ladies first with Victoria. And Victoria, what were the big topics this week on the DJV show with Doug, and kind of what was hitting you on social media?
Well, we don't really do politics on the DJV show, so some of the issues that we did talk about, of course, was the hurricanes and the earthquake in Mexico and the devastation. And it's so when you see the footage and you see just, it looks like rivers flowing down what were streets, and people trapped with trees down and things like that. So of course we've been sending out good thoughts for everyone affected. We didn't really do much on the Emmy Awards. It was kind of a boring show. All of us watched a little bit of it, or bits and pieces. We did think the Sean Spicer thing at the Emmys was very funny, apparently. apparently other people didn't on the Republican side. I'm not sure why. I thought he had a really good sense of humor. And, of course, I mean, for me personally, the biggest issue of the week is the Cassidy Graham health bill and how it affects women's health especially. It's really, really bad news for women. If you need to be covered by the new Obamacare or whatever they're going to call it, this is very bad news for women.
How so?
Well, because the way it's proposed right now, the Cassidy Graham bill does not require insurers to cover pregnancy, which, okay, if you have a lot of money, then okay, fine, then I guess that's not an issue, but it's that will
not be required. How is that even possible?
How is that even possible? They're not making it mandatory that that pregnancy issues and newborn care also not required. Pre-existing conditions, that's out the window. And there are so many things that technically get defined as a pre-existing
condition. President
Trump
tweeted, though, that all pre-existing conditions would be covered.
Well, then he should read the bill because it's not there. I mean, it's not the first time that this president has not read something or has not been on the same page with the rest of the government. So I can't really take him at his word for that one.
All right, Joe, what was on the Evil Thoughts podcast? And I have to do it like Doug because otherwise it wouldn't be the Countdown Show. Evil
well, you know, I every single one of these topics came up on the podcast this week. To Victoria's point, you know, that's interesting. It's not my understanding. I could be wrong on this, but I thought that they still talk about there is no pre-existing conditions that they can deny you, but they can charge you extra for it. I thought that's what the rub was, that they can't tell you no, but they do have the option to charge you more. And I'm sure there's actuarial tables there, whatever it is. It would confuse anybody. But I believe that's really what's going on now. I could be wrong, but that's my current understanding of the health care bill. And it's roughly what it was last time where that is concerned. I talked about everything on the Evil Thoughts podcast. I didn't do the sanctuary issue, but I talked about, obviously, Maria and Puerto Rico. I think the issue there is going to be power, and I think the next couple of months are going to be awful. And you're going to look for all kinds of human suffering in Puerto Rico. It's going to be bad.
Let's stop there for 1 second, because Puerto Rico has been in trouble for a couple of years.
That's right.
Basically going bankrupt. And now with this, what happens? I mean, obviously, it held back from coming in saving the day in Puerto Rico, but there's no choice right now. I mean, we have to go in, and we're going to have to rebuild Puerto Rico.
I mean, unless we just decide that we don't want it to be a territory anymore, you know, and just check, please, and back away
well,
from it.
You know, yeah, but you can't. That's not going to happen. But
I hope not. I mean, I hope not. But, yeah, I mean, it's a disaster. We work with our animal rescue is in Puerto Rico. We were waiting all day pretty much yesterday to find out what the damage was, and it turns out our shelter, which is concrete, part of it crumbled and the entire roof is gone. So, And there are no medical supplies. People can't even. There are people who need insulin, and they're trapped in their houses. It is just a horrific, horrific scene.
Yeah, it's a big mess. I'm wondering whether on some of these smaller Caribbean islands like Barbuda, whether they just evacuated everybody, almost 2,000 people.
Yeah.
I think the governor said there was one guy still left and he was living in a cave. But I'm beginning to wonder whether or not maybe some of these really small islands, certainly not Puerto Rico, but some of the really small ones where they're just going to go, we're closing it. It's done.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Michael, didn't fare well either.
When we see these hurricanes and these natural weather events, it's just that devastate areas. We look at Houston and we look at Florida and what's happened here over the last couple of months. Radio really kicks into gear there and becomes a critical part of the community. And we've seen some great examples of that over the last several months.
Yeah, indeed. Radio is a first responder, and the broadcasters in radio rise to the occasion. As we all know, radio is not in its golden era right now when it comes to the economy, and a lot of people work hard and don't get paid as much as they might have in other times. And yet, during these disasters, there are stories all across the country of radio broadcasters who camp out at the station for 48 straight hours and get 2 hours of sleep and are on the air with information. And, you know, vital information that in some cases is the only way to reach people because the internet is down, iPhones don't work, and it's those old little devices called transistor radios that save the day. Not to mention that all across the country, and this is for weeks and weeks after the disasters are no longer on the front pages, radio stations are very, very dependable to raise money through numerous charitable efforts to help the victims of these storms.
You know, one of our stations, one of our great affiliates, has been with the Doug Steffen and the DJB show, all of our shows, for 20 years plus, WMEL. Basically had their towers destroyed, their building damaged,
yeah.
And we were talking to the owner, John Harper, and last week, and he was sitting on the beach contemplating what his future would be.
Wow.
I think he's going to be able to rig something up to get back up on the air because he's got a great following and a great support group there with his listeners in the area and a very imaginative engineering team. But you have to think about that. I mean, you know, when everybody else is told to evacuate and you stay behind and then your business and your livelihood is destroyed because you did so, what do you do? It's just it's sad, and we're hoping and helping John and WMEL get back up on the air, but it's just it's a reality of life and radio.
Yeah, it is.
When Michael mentioned the transistor radios, there's been a lot of pressure on social media for Apple to turn on the FM transmitter chips that are in iPhones because so many people don't have a way of communicating, and if they have some power left or an extra battery for their iPhone, that's apparently Apple has that built in, but it's not a function that I guess has been turned on. So that's kind of another developing thing that might happen for the next round of storms.
And that's a whole issue in the radio industry to begin with, having nothing to do with storms, that most people don't realize there is a, you know, it's like the emotion chip in Data on Star Trek. It's never on. There's a chip in these iPhones, which are the new transistor radio, that can avoid the speaking of Data, having to go through Data to listen online. You can actually listen off air on most smartphones today. I believe Sprint has done some moves in that direction. This has been an ongoing discussion.
Yeah, MS Radio
is a
company that has really spearheaded trying to get all of the providers and all of the phone manufacturers to really let people know about this chip, turn it on, and get behind it. And it's moving, but it's been a slow boat. It really has.
The biggest problem facing radio during this evolution into the digital era, radio as we've grown up with it, AM and FM radio, is that there are very few radios out there in stores where you buy listening devices.
Yeah. No, it really is.
Radio. I don't even have a way to play a CD anymore. So
it's all got to be converted to the app. All right, so we're going to continue with the countdown with Michael Harrison, Joe Crummy, Victoria Keelan, and myself, Rich McFadden, here on Doug Steffen's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples, it's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
What if job searching could be easy? Like, what if you could search for a job, research the company, and apply all on the same site? You can do that on Glassdoor. Want to know what a job pays before you apply? Want a job with a shorter commute? You can find that on Glassdoor. What about insider info from actual employees? Yep, you can find that on Glassdoor too. Plus, interview questions, CEO ratings, all on one site. So go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after 3 glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Three past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I am Rich McFadden, along with the DJV show, Victoria Keelan, the Evil Thoughts podcast, Joe Crummy, and Talkers Magazine's editor-in-chief, Michael Harrison. Michael, welcome to the show this week.
It's fun to be with you guys.
Hey, so let's talk about a couple of the... some people call it a non-topic of the week because it didn't really get the ratings that that they have in past years. And President Trump even tweeted about the ratings of the Emmys, saying, "I'm really sad to see the ratings dipping so low."
I'm sure he is.
But it pretty much was just a fest to take shots at Trump, was it not?
Now it's so cynical, Michael.
It seems to have been that, and they walk a fine line between being politically pertinent and edgy and satirical. I mean, satire has really reemerged as a major form of political commentary. Of course, it always has been there. But right now, satire comedy seems to have a very, very sharp blade when it comes to political discussion. But there is the argument that should these entertainment award programs that represent the entertainment industry or that nebulous concept known as Hollywood, should they be so involved in politics? And some people feel that the Emmys in this case stepped over the line. Personally, I don't think it has anything to do with the ratings. I think that anything that has to do with mass culture, popular opinion, mainstream media is a thing of the past. And most people don't know what the number one song is. Most people cannot remember what last year's Oscar winner was for Best Picture. We don't know what the big hit record is. We don't know what the big books are. We have a fractured cultural society based on a fractured media, and therefore the idea of the old big numbers that these award shows would get is a thing of the past, which is also one of the reasons why they opt to be so edgy and controversial.
To try starving to get attention?
Yes.
And so many people DVR. I mean, I forgot that it was even on until I saw someone tweet about it, and then I put it on and sort of bored with it. But yeah, it's, I think that's totally true, Michael. We don't. Everyone lives in their own bubble, and no one really knows what. I was watching America's Got Talent's finale last week, and I had to think to myself, "Wait a minute! I watched this show last year, but who won last year?" And it took me a few minutes to remember.
Right.
It was Grace VanderWaal, and I watched her win.
back in the 20th century, in the first beginning of this century, everybody it was news who was best actor and what was the top movie. Joe and I were talking right before the show today about what I call the widening mainstream. And Joe, you mentioned that a mutual friend of ours once said that it's a mile wide and an inch deep.
Right.
Well, that's what's happening, is that what we consider to be mainstream interests in America is very wide now. Very wide, but very shallow. And big shows like the Emmy Awards or big companies like NBC Television have trouble with their ocean liners navigating this very wide but shallow marsh. It's more for rowboats.
Yeah. You know, a lot of it, the irony to me is that a lot of the shows that we're winning are on-demand places, too. You know,
non-network.
You're talking about HBO, you know. Right,
streaming.
And so that there are all these other platforms, Michael, as you were referring to. Everybody's talking about it. There's so many different choices now. Now, Sunday night used to be a place where that would be a great place to be on the air.
Right, right. You know, interestingly, in this environment, there are more shows right now, statistically, there are more television productions that are in distribution today than, I believe, ever before. So it's a noisy world out there for these people. Like, what's her name, the one that used to be in Seinfeld,
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Yeah. She's the best actress in a comedy 6 times now. Most people have never seen it.
Yeah, right. It's amazing. Well, hey, listen, no matter where it is, talent and good content will win the day. We won't see who gets awarded it, apparently. It's coming up on 28 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spyder. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spyder is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
In today's automotive news, for 2018, the United States will be getting an extended version of the Volvo S90 and V90. They will increase the rear legroom by 4.5 inches, but Volvo are concentrating on human safety. 93% of all serious or fatal accidents on the road are caused by human error. Volvo's plan is to eliminate the human driver. In a recent press briefing, Volvo referred to the person in charge of the car as the individual formerly known as the driver. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spyder. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spyder is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for a garage where you'll park bicycles, tricycles, and every mode of transportation, except your car.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
If you're looking for a change in color, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during the 4-day super sale, September 22nd through the 25th. With 40% off our exceptional paints and stains, you can give your whole home a color makeover. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, sans Doug Steffen this week. Filling in for him is Michael Harrison of Talkers Magazine, the man responsible for putting this list together that we talk about each and every week right here. Whether you catch us on demand or listening to us on your favorite radio station, thank you for joining us. Along for the ride, as usual, Victoria Keelan from the DJV Show and Joe Crummy from the Evil Thoughts Podcast. And now we get into some of the meatier, juicier issues, Michael. And there's so many fun things. Let's throw the dartboard out at one of them, and we'll start with the Hillary Clinton book tour this week, and whether people think that she's still relevant, whether they want her to be out there and in front for the Democratic Party, or whether they wish she would just kind of fade away.
Well, sales would indicate otherwise, right?
You're right, Victoria. It's setting records. It's huge book sales. And I can't understand why anybody would say that she's irrelevant and she should fade away. That
was
pure politics.
When I was listening, and this is why I was shocked, I was listening to NPR talk about the book the day it came out. And the main point of their story was Democrats and the leadership was just wishing that she would go away.
Right.
Now, I'm sure the leadership obviously is a lot different than the people buying the books. And so obviously that has proven a point. But I was shocked on NPR that they had that conversation.
Yeah, it is amazing. And it's amazing how narrow-minded, one-dimensional, and politically biased most conversation is today on all sides. When I say politically biased, I'm not saying the left or the right. All sides see everything. Everybody wants victory without seeking truth. And the fact is, Hillary Clinton's a very interesting person at face value, that alone. She's very interesting. She was part of the biggest news story of the last 2 years, the election.
Mm-hmm.
She did, unless proven otherwise, win the popular vote for president, which unto itself is an amazing feat and an important point that opens discussion about the Electoral College and everything else. And she is a major historical figure in terms of the women's movement in politics as the first female to run for president on a major party. For anybody less than 1 year after the election to say that she's irrelevant and should just go away, they should have their head examined or look at their own honesty and values.
All right, Michael, so this is how we stir this up. Joe, what do you think?
Oh, I think she should stay around, and let's turn off the mic. I can't argue with the sales, and I think Michael's points are well taken, but I do think that her message, and you're right, Michael, you know, she's the first woman to run for president, major political, that's just a fact, Jack, and you're right about that. I personally, though, if you want my evil take on it, I think her message is obsolete. I think her message makes a lot of sense if it were 1970, and I think as time goes forward, it's going to be a tougher sell. That's my take.
I'm waiting for Victoria to respond.
I think Michael's going, what? You know,
yeah, that's your opinion.
I put the ball on the tee with Joe, and now I'm just waiting for Victoria because I know she's going to.
Yeah, Victoria's going to jump me now. But I mean, everything she says is wrong. I just don't think that today's. I mean, let me just give you an anecdotal. I watch my kid go to school. You know, he goes to a boy girl high school. The kids are 17. They're going to college now. I don't see any of the females, any of the girls that he talks about or we know that we talk about that are sitting around. Of course, they're kids, too. But sitting around saying, oh, I'm a woman. I don't have access here. I just don't see that in the generations that are coming in down the pike now. I think that if you're older.
How old are these kids, though, that we're talking about?
Well, as I said, they're only 17. But, I mean, I think if you're a little bit older, I think that Hillary's message may make more sense.
One of the reasons the girls today don't have to talk about that is because of women like Hillary. I mean, it's a blind eye to history because it's no longer relevant today. That's like saying Abraham Lincoln isn't important because we no longer have slaves. It's an old message. And I wasn't arguing the politics of Hillary's position. You're saying she shouldn't be around because you don't agree with her message. I'm saying she should be around because she's interesting. She's an important player.
No, I want her around because I want that message out there and I want people to evaluate. And I'm thinking they're going to look at it. I don't mind. No, I want everybody to be heard all the time. I don't want anybody to be thrown into the ash heap of history. I never want anybody to be censored. I don't want any of that. I want people to hear what people have to say because I believe in the American public will make their decisions one way or the other. And I'd rather have all voices be heard so that we can make those evaluations.
Well, this brings us back to the topic we talked about before. When you use the term the American public. You mean the American public that you agree with? Because I don't believe there is such a thing as the American public, which I think is the whole key to understanding today's politics and why somebody like Hillary or Trump or Bernie or any of the new bubbling up names that are going to be big in the next few years that we're not thinking about right now, why are they all important? You can't dismiss somebody's point of view or their relevance to their followers because they didn't win based on the rules of an election or you disagree with them based on your particular strategy in mapping out your own media career.
Well, I think going back to the Hillary and the book sale thing just for a moment, I voted for Hillary. I was a big supporter of her. I was very surprised at the book sales. I really was. I didn't think it would be this big of a deal.
Why?
But I think because I guess I thought that more people had moved on, and I guess I was really wrong about that. And I think if I were President Trump, I would take a look at that and step away from my ego and think, okay, the country has not healed. They're not. This is an open wound still. People still want to know what happened. People are still interested in her story. They have not moved on, and see that the divide that we all talk about is so palpable that I mean, any intelligent politician on the other side would try to figure out a strategy of bringing the country together. Everything is so divided. Just like Michael said, everything is politicized. Lawrence O'Donnell freaking out at his studio with hammering going on became so political that it was ridiculous. We're all broadcasters. If someone's hammering outside of a live studio, you're going to be screaming at people. And it's not a political thing. But yet everybody made it political.
I didn't, it's funny, on the podcast yesterday, I played a lot of the tape.
Did you see the social media? I know maybe you didn't, Joe, but there was so much social media.
For those of us who didn't see it, give us a quick
MAGA
synopsis.
Everybody,
He's going, she's right about that. I mean, somebody was hammering and he loses it. He goes completely crazy and says, you know, get so-and-so on the phone, and is swearing and yelling and crazy and acting like a complete nut. I said, look,
which
I've
Bill
been
O'Reilly
there before.
Has done. Bill O'Reilly did it. Shepard Smith has done it. I mean, everybody in broadcasting
has
had a moment.
It's not me this time. That's exactly
right. Yeah, these tapes exist. Yeah, these tapes do exist. But, yes, you're right. Victoria's right. It becomes a political issue. And, again, it's because we are in a culture where we seek victory, not truth. Think about that. Anything that we could use to make our point in terms of where we've attached our ego, what team we're a member of, we will distort it to our advantage. I'm using that in the general us. We're not talking about you, Joe. All right. Well, coming up in just 2 minutes, we will seek out the truth on a couple of the top stories, including healthcare, Russia, and that great, great story between Donald Trump and Kim Jong Ding Dong. It's 42 past the hour on the Countdown Show.
If you're looking for a change in color, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during the 4-day super sale, September 22nd through the 25th. With 40% off our exceptional paints and stains, you can give your whole home a color makeover. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Guys, hurry into JCPenney for the men's wardrobe sale and save 50% on select suit separates, sport coats, dress pants, and more, including big and tall. Check out what's new in our new big and tall shop inside the men's store at JCPenney. Get all your work-to-weekend apparel in extended sizes, up to 5XL and 54 waist in-store, and 60 waist at JCP.com. Plus, stack on the savings and get your coupon on the JCPenney app to save an extra 15%. Hurry, and soon, that's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Coupon valid 922 to 924. Some exclusions apply. See store at JCP.com for details.
This report is brought to you by Express Scripts. For the 10,000 people who become Medicare eligible every day, choosing a Part D prescription drug plan is stressful, particularly when they learn choices made when first enrolling could have long-term financial impact. For current beneficiaries, reevaluating their plan is key to ensure 2018 coverage still meets their pharmacy needs. Rebecca Rabbit, PharmD.
There will be several updates to Medicare Part D plan offerings in 2018, so newly eligible and current beneficiaries need to start preparing now to be ready to enroll in a plan that best suits their needs. This includes creating a list of medications and local pharmacies and mapping out annual medical and pharmacy expenses. This information will make it easier to evaluate current plans and explore new ones when information becomes available on October 1st. Plan enrollment begins October 15th and it ends December 7th, so it's important to start early and carefully evaluate options to choose the best plan.
For more information and tips on choosing the right Medicare Part D plan, visit roadmapformedicare.com or medicare.gov.
Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, editor of Talkers Magazine, Joe Crummy, Evil Thoughts Podcast of Victoria Keelan, co-host of the DJV Show, and Rich McFadden here with you. Doug is out this week. We'll return next week and be with you. All right, so now the number 4 and number 3 topics tied together here on the countdown list. At number 4, Trump at the UN, and what a speech that was. And then, of course, you have Kim Jong Ding Dong responding this week and saying he will make America go down in flames and that Trump is unfit to lead, and he's glad he built his nukes after hearing that speech. Michael, what did you take away from the speech and some of the things that President Trump said?
Well, it was pure Trump, and those who love Trump will have just, you know, have a Trumpgasm watching that thing. And
I did. I felt
Trumpgasm.
Yeah, Trumpgasm. I just made that up. I'm having one as I'm speaking. So forgive me if I sound a little fluttery. But it was Trump. Right. It was Trump on a global stage. It was an amazing thing culturally to witness. If you don't like Trump, it was alarming. So people are both emboldened and going, yeah, he's still true to the core. He's taking it to the world. And others are outraged that it might not be safe and practical to approach the UN that way. The only thing that I really found fault with was his use of the word they. He referred to the UN as they as opposed to us. Which I think was very telling.
Yeah,
I had an issue with him making up an African country too, Namibia. I mean, I think we all want to visit Namibia.
Yeah,
not a country, and he actually said that it's an embarrassment on a global stage. He said that while he was hosting a group of African leaders, and they're all sitting there going, "Wait a minute, what country is Namibia? Which one is that?" It's ridiculous.
You know, I
learn
find
a little
out.
Geography, dude.
All right, Joe, what would you take?
Well, just this morning's take is, I guess, from last night that the North Korea guy was calling Trump a deranged U.S. dotard or dotard, and I don't know what that is. I haven't looked. Has anybody looked up dotard?
I think it's a dessert.
We called Trump yesterday. Look it up. Anybody that's got it. Dotard? Retard? Dotard? I'm not sure. I've never heard the word dotard. You've got to wonder whether they've got a bunch of
I think it's part of the Namibian language.
An old person. It says an old person, Michael, you're especially such a one who's become weak or senile.
Oh, you've got it. You've got it. Okay, so it's weak or senile. I don't see
old
that with
person.
Trump.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, I see the senility, sure.
All right, now moving on to number two this week. It's the Russia investigation and Trump. And I think the interesting thing to come out this week about the Russia investigation is the whole Facebook ad sales.
Yep. Thank you. That's it. Bingo.
And so Facebook has decided to turn over. At first they said they weren't going to turn over any information about ads bought by a Russian background company. Over 3,000 ads meant to sway people's opinions on it. Now they say they are going to turn it over. And Joe, what do you think? I mean, is this a slippery slope as to what Facebook will be turning over about us?
I think this is high irony because what's going to happen now, and I've been predicting this on the podcast, that what's going to happen to Facebook, what's going to happen to YouTube, what is going to happen to Twitter is that, and I was saying it's going to take 20 years, it's not now. What's going to happen is they are going to be regulated like public utilities, and it's already started. It started at the UN, by the way. Speaking of the UN, they are looking into these internet sites and saying, we want you to take down any terror-related stuff within an hour or two. Now, domestically in the United States, you've got Special Counselor Mueller, who's now looking into Facebook, and they want to know who bought the ads, when, where, how, and why. And this is also, and Michael, I know you know this, and this is supposedly the year 2017, where the majority of people are going to get the majority of their news from the internet, and the party is over, because you're going to see major countries now. You're going to see it in the U.S., Zuckerberg is getting warrants sent to him left and right. They want to start to regulate now, because this is where the internet is, where the action is, and they know it. Politically, they're concerned about it, and they're also interested in national security as a general thing. This is the big story as far as I'm concerned. We've been talking about it all week on the podcast. This is the future. This is where it's going, and ostensibly, I know I'm rambling here, but ostensibly it was all about getting Trump and Russia, and what may happen here is it ends up really going after people like Facebook who probably don't like Trump anyway, but it's going to be about regulating the internet. That is going to be the legacy. Mueller is going to need a pound of flesh, and this is where he's going to get it.
Joe, I completely agree with you, and if we have a chance on the other side of the break to discuss
Let's
this
talk
a bit
more,
further,
Sean.
It'd be great.
That's where it's at.
All right, coming up on 50 minutes past the hour, and we will. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
With great deals on laptops at Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence that with your new laptop, you'll lap the competition. The confidence to know your tech will be up to date, no matter what today's date is. The confidence to score hot new laptops and replace the ones that literally smoke. Everything your business needs for less at Staples. Now an HP Pavilion laptop with Intel Core i5 processor is $469.99, a savings of $170. Staples, it's pro time. Expires 9/23/17.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, can I still take advantage of today's low rates? Is it still a good time to refinance? The answer is yes. Now's a great time to call Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Past the hour, Doug Steffen's DJV show with Victoria Keelan, and now Chuck Curry joins us. I am Rich McFadden here for your Movie Moments segment. Run, Forrest, Run should let you know pretty quickly what this theme song comes from, Chucker.
Forrest Gump, I think, right?
Absolutely. Very good, Chuck. You win. Tell him what he's won, Victoria.
He gets to stay with us for another few minutes.
Right, so
wow, that's amazing.
What's up with Forrest Gump today? Why are we listening to this, Chucker?
Some Tom Hanks news in, to report. Tom Hanks has signed on to do an American remake of an acclaimed 2016 Swedish comedy titled The Man Called Of. He will play a suicidal man who seeks redemption when he starts helping needy people. It's amazing how Tom Hanks' career is still, I say, as strong as ever. He had an amazing run in the 90s and 2000s, but I still think he's one of the most likable, bankable actors in the business. Although, if you, I don't know if you guys saw a movie called The Circle, which came out earlier this year, where he played like a Bill Gates-type character, co-starred opposite Emma Watson. That movie was terrible. I hate saying that about movies, but that movie was so flat and uninspired, it was actually hard to get through.
But he gets a mulligan when he throws a bad one out every now and then.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, how many actors have been able to go their whole life, mm-hmm. ba- basically. I mean, Tom Hanks started when
he was 20 years old. This is the way it works, and you tell me if you agree. Almost every actor or actress who works in the business who's hit good success always has that fall-off. You have John Travolta when he had that massive fall-off from his popularity in the late 70s and 80s, and then his revival, Pulp Fiction, and then had another decade where he made big money to do movies like Face Off and a lot of other movies that did very well at the box office, and he pocketed big paychecks. Tom Cruise has had a really solid run. His last few films have not performed very well, but even guys like Sylvester Stallone who've had big ups and then downs. The idea in the business is you have to reinvent yourself. Kevin Costner's done it. Harrison Ford, not so much. Harrison Ford actually has had a pretty solid 30-year career that's been nonstop and extremely successful.
I'm going to challenge you to name a female now, because we've heard, you know, a bunch of male names. What females?
Here's the interesting thing, and I'll expand on that. Last night, I went to the movies by myself at 11 o'clock at night. I'm married, so you do that once in a while. Sanity. But anyway, I went to see Mother with Jennifer Lawrence, and I reported last week on the spot that it had a $7.5 million opening. It's released by Paramount, got a big studio push, but the cinema score among general audiences was an F, the lowest possible rating. But the studio actually had the guts to market it in trailers on TV now, saying some people love it, and then they give the four-star reviews, and some people hate it. They actually go out and say that.
Wow.
But everybody's talking about it. And that made me, it sort of motivated me to want to see it. And I got to say this about Mother. It is one of the most bizarre art house movies I've ever seen, masquerading itself as a big studio genre release with A-list actors. I got to say, good, interesting career move by Jennifer Lawrence and Javier Bardem. I think they're really good in it. It made me think when the movie was over, but I can see why people hated it. It is a very bizarre, really interesting movie that I can't tell you that I liked or disliked. I sort of just thought about it when it was over. But to reflect on the actress part, in my lifetime, there's only one actress that I think is amazing in terms of a popularity. That's Julia Roberts.
Yeah.
I thought Rachel McAdams would gain that mantle, and I like her career, and I like her a lot, but I don't think she's a household name. And I wonder if Jennifer Lawrence is going to become the Julia Roberts of this generation in full force. I don't know the answer to that question yet. There's only one Julia Roberts that I've seen.
Is Jennifer Lawrence good in this movie?
She's really good in it. She's actually really good in it. But it is the type of movie I think general audiences will walk out at the end and either hate it or say, I don't understand that. You almost need cliff notes to watch it. You need to be explained what you're seeing when you're watching it, because it really is that. It's sort of an allegory on the Bible and religion. And you don't really realize that until the third act. But the third act is so bonkers, so over the top, so insane. You actually have to see it to believe it. And I think it's one of those movies that's going to have a very strong cult following in 10, 20 years. So it does have merit. Would I tell you to run out and see it? No. But if you catch it on cable or DVD just to see what the talk is about, I'd say to do it.
All right, two more names.
Yeah.
Reese Witherspoon?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. And what's her name from Kramer versus Kramer? Come on, the actress.
Meryl Streep.
Oh.
Meryl Streep is a legend.
Yes.
Reese Witherspoon is very appealing. I like her a lot. It's interesting after she won the Oscar.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.